Hi, everyone. This is Andy Greenfield. I chair the Brand USA Governance Committee, and I'm pleased to welcome everybody to this open session of the meeting of Brand USA's Governance Committee. And to open this, I think, can I have a motion to, oh, I should say I'm joined on the phone by fellow board members Marianne Frank and Daniel Halpern, along with senior staff from Brand USA. So could we have a motion to open the meeting?
So moved.
Second, Marianne.
Second? Okay, great. So the meeting is open. And again, welcome, everyone. We have three agenda items today. They include discussion about a survey of board members, which we conducted successfully a year ago. We want to talk about how often we want to do that. We want to talk about orientation of new board members and the sufficiency of an index that we've created for that purpose. And then we also want to discuss a recommendation for the new chair, as our current chair's tenure on the board by statute expires on October 1st or until his replaced on the board. So, Jake, it would now be appropriate to go right into the board survey issue?
Sure. And you're right on that it's a committee responsibility. It's not an annual responsibility. You're supposed to do it regularly. And so this is just an opportunity to take a look at some sample questions for more of an informal check-in amongst your fellow directors.
You mean on the who's on different committees?
On pardon?
I thought I heard you say something about committees, Jake, and I wanted to understand it. I didn't quite get it.
So the board survey is a sort of a responsibility of the governance and nominating committee. It's not a you're not required to do it annually, and that this is just your opportunity to take a look and to do perhaps an informal check-in amongst your fellow directors.
Yeah, I thought you were bringing up something totally separate about committee structure. Okay. So Marianne and Daniel, I think that the board survey that we did last year, I think, went over really well. I think we got some great comments from board members about the best ways we can, you know, all provide value and communicate with each other and communicate with staff. I think the real question is, you know, our guidelines, our charter says to, you know, to do it periodically, but it certainly doesn't dictate how often. And so I guess I think when we've talked about this in the past, there's been the sense that maybe it doesn't need to happen every year, and there might have been some back and forth about maybe doing it every other year. But do you guys have sort of feelings about that?
This is Marianne. I would suggest that as long as we are giving an opportunity to, you know, as terms rotate, you know, giving an opportunity when we have new board members, I think it's really important to hear those new voices. And so if every other year, I think, would give us that opportunity for someone to get, you know, a little time under their belt and then be able to participate, and we hit everyone if we do an every other year rotation.
That makes sense, Daniel, to you?
I echo the same sentiments. I think that's spot on.
I agree as well. Is there anyone else on the phone from the staff to anyone else that thinks we should be doing it more frequently than that?
It's George. I'll probably weigh in on the view that it probably should be done annually. It's a good way to catch a problem if there is one. And you can have a situation where if you go 2 years, you've got directors who feel they're not being involved at all or involved properly or decisions being made outside of them, and you don't pick it up for a couple of years. So maybe you don't need to do a complete survey at every 2 years. I think you're probably right that every 2 years is fine for a complete survey, but there ought to be some sort of input process that comes from board members at least once a year. So if there are bubbling issues, they're picked up sooner rather than later.
George, this is Daniel. The only thing I want to say on that is we do have an executive session at every board meeting that obviously board members are obviously an environment where they can speak freely and raise any issues or concerns that they may have within the board community as a whole. And then obviously if there's matters that need to really be where there needs to be a deeper dive, then obviously the chair will work with the CEO to make sure that happens. So make sure that you clearly understand what's going on.
Yeah, and do you sense that people speak up and that you've got all 11 participants? What I've sometimes seen with boards is, yeah, there are opportunities to do it, and for one reason or another, people feel intimidated. But certainly if the sense among the people here is that the executive sessions do the job and everybody participates, or there's enough opportunity in the social times to for everybody to communicate and that issues will bubble up, that I'm all on board with going 2 years.
And I think we can,
this is Marianne, as a newer board member, I think that I can say that the board is very participatory and that there is opportunity to speak up. And again, even as a brand new board member, I thought felt completely welcome in terms of offering, you know, observations, even ones that might have not been wholly positive, shall we say.
I also think that we can, if we resolve to do this every other year, we can have some precatory language in there that suggests that, you know, that we feel that informal communication among the board members about, you know, issues is critical, and that, you know, we're all committed to doing that. I think we could come up with something that, you know, that sort of codifies, for lack of a better word, the desire of the board to talk about these issues at least at every board meeting, even if it's not a formal survey every other year. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you probably have just done that by speaking up and getting a consensus of the committee, and we can put it in there.
Okay, that's great. So George and Jake, can we move on to the next topic? Do we need to have any kind of, like, do anything formal with regard to this suggestion?
No, I mean, the your committee charter instructs you to do this periodically, you know, the formal board survey, you do that. This has been a good opportunity to do the check-in. And as George said, you did in fact do a sort of an informal check-in on whether or not the board is communicative and participatory. And so I think you've checked the box in terms of doing your due diligence on that sense.
Just to be more specific with my question, is there any need to change the language that says periodic to every other year, or just so long as we do it, we're good?
I don't see a need to change the language.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Fantastic. I'm all for that. Okay. So the next issue is board orientation. I actually think it's a really excellent time to – I think the three of us, Marianne, Daniel, and myself, given that we each joined the board at different times, you know, Daniel being on the board since its inception and me for 3 years and Marianne more recently, I think we have all very different experiences in terms of how we were oriented to the board.
You're breaking up really bad, and I can barely hear you.
Is this better?
No.
Okay.
The last was a little better, but I'm having difficulty hearing as well.
I think if Annie's having a tough time communicating here, you know, what we talked about.
Is this any better?
I just wanted
I just wanted to walk outside. Is this better?
Yep.
Okay, good. So I think, I guess, Marianne, if I could, because you probably had the most, were able to sort of be oriented with the most recent iteration of this. Do you have any sort of comments or thoughts about what we might do to enhance or the orientation, or any thoughts about the index that we had?
You know, I think myself and the person that we might talk to is John, because I came to Brand USA having served three terms on the TTAB board. So I obviously was very familiar with Brand USA as well as its workings with commerce, et cetera. Not that there weren't lots of things that I needed to learn. I thought that the orientation that Chris did with me was good. I think that there were lots of positive aspects to it. Perhaps a little more time with other individual leadership in some of the divisions to have a little bit more knowledge, you know, up close there initially would give you greater ability to comment, you know, to be a good board member sooner, a better board member sooner. So that might be the one comment I would make. For someone like John, who had not had the advantage of being on the TTAB board with all of the, you know, how does Brand USA work with all of the inner workings? Of course, he's been a participant in Brand USA for so long. You know, he probably knew a lot of that as well. So I would say overall that the orientation was very successful. Perhaps some more department by department orientation on an initial day might be useful.
I think that's a great idea. Is this something, it strikes me, because Marianne makes a good point, Jake and George, is this something that maybe we can talk about as a board at the, you know, during a closed section of the next board meeting, just to get feedback from individual board members? I say closed, I guess it doesn't have to be closed, but I think that's a good idea. I guess I'm just trying to figure out what level of formality we need right now to take Marianne's suggestion and bring it to the larger board and facilitate change.
So I don't think you need to have this, you know, at a formal meeting. I mean, this could be sort of information gathering as well, and it could come from the governance and nominating committee, where you send out sort of an informal survey on, you know, here's the orientation index, and you know, what are your thoughts on how sufficient the materials are, how sufficient the actual orientation is, and do you have any suggestions for changes, you know, additional information, less information, or you know, different types of actual training. And this is something that you folks could compile, you know, via a survey, and then, you know, present either via you know, email correspondence or at a formal meeting. But it, you know, it's not something that necessarily needs to happen at a full board meeting of the board of directors.
Okay, so then why don't we just, I think we can just agree that we have some follow-up actions in that regard, to reach out to board members to you know, get input on this and make some of these changes. Does that sound all right?
I'm fine with that.
Sounds good.
Okay, so the third and final issue, perhaps most important. So our current chair, Tom Klein, his current term ends on October 1st, and he has completed the maximum, or will have completed the maximum period of time that a board member can serve on the board. Now, the way that our I don't know if it's the TPA or our bylaws, but as a practical matter, the Secretary Ross has not yet appointed someone to replace Tom's seat on the board. And so the way that the rules work is that Tom can continue to serve as chair until the end of the calendar year, unless his position on the board is replaced by Secretary Ross, and we just don't know when that's going to happen, or if the board elects a new chair on or after October 1st. And, you know, my personal feeling about this is only one factor I think about, which is that I think it would be good, to the extent we can have any control over this, is that we do our best to avoid a situation where Brand USA does not have a chair. And for that reason, and I spoke to Tom about this as well, we think it's a really good idea at the next board meeting, if we can, to decide as a board who the next chair will be and to have a recommendation from this committee about who that person is. And then the issue of, well, when exactly will that person's tenure as chair take effect? Will it be October 1st? Will it be the day that Tom is replaced? Will it be, you know, that probably doesn't have to be decided today. Although I'm, you know, if anyone has thoughts on that, that would be welcome. But in terms of sort of who the next chair should be or who we might recommend, I mean, one of the things that, Tom Klein did over the past several weeks, he wasn't able to reach live all of the board members, but he did reach out to as many as he could. He certainly shared his own thoughts with me, and I've had a couple of conversations with some others. And, you know, to the extent that there's a consensus on this, there seems to be a consensus that Barbara Richardson, who currently serves as chair of the marketing committee, would be a good choice for next chair. Barbara and I actually joined the board at the same time, and it certainly was very clear to me that her background, she's now at Metro, but, you know, before that, she was a U.S. traveler. I mean, her background does seem to be really well aligned with the core mission and function of Brand USA. She seems to have a collegial relationship and the respect of staff. So I guess I just maybe want to start a discussion about, you know, whether that seems to make sense, if people have other ideas, and just any other comment on anything I just said about timing.
Hey,
this is
Andy.
Go ahead, Daniel.
Thank you, Marianne.
Sure.
Andy, I would just say that having spoken with Tom, two things. One is the timing's always been a little bit problematic getting nominations vetted through Commerce. So it's always kind of been hard for us as we kind of work on our succession planning. So I think, you know, as we've always kind of had to, then we got to play it a little bit by kind of what happens. And you know, we've had people that have, I think I served as chair for almost 2 years because of the replacement issue and the next chair issue. But it specifically as it relates to Barbara, you know, when she came on board, when you did, you guys were the first group of new board members, from the original board members, and she jumped right in on marketing. I was very, you know, pleased, happy that she really helped me by taking the marketing committee and making sure the marketing committee, you know, thoroughly worked on their plan and had their plan, and the plan drove the budget. Because prior to that, we're kind of operating as the budget was driving the marketing plan. So, and you know, since she's been on the board, she's been somebody who's rolled up her sleeves and done the work. And I think she understands the organization. She understands the industry. So I think she's an excellent choice to continue the organization. You know, continuation of leadership of the organization. So that's kind of my two cents.
Marianne,
and while I did not have a chance to talk to Tom directly, I would absolutely be in support of that. I think it's an excellent choice for, you know, for all the reasons that Daniel just said. And I think additionally, because of where we're at in the life cycle of the company. I think someone who is really coming from a marketing perspective versus a CEO perspective first, you know, is going to be really important to us at this point in time. And so I think that makes the timing of her as chair simply excellent, in my opinion.
And the fact that Tom hadn't yet spoken to you means we will add your name to the list of people that have now been spoken to. That's very useful. I mean, I think we all agree. My sense is that Barbara would welcome the opportunity. Obviously, you know, if the recommendation of this committee is that to propose her as the next chair, Tom will have a conversation with her. But my understanding is that she would welcome the opportunity. Jake and George, should the governance committee formally vote on a recommendation to the whole board to propose Barbara as the next chair and to further, you know, leave open for discussion the specific timing? How do we do that?
I think exactly that way. You recommend that Barbara be elected chair with the term to be determined by the board at the board meeting or the starting point to be determined by the board at the board meeting.
Okay, great. So could I hear a motion to vote on proposing Barbara Richardson as the next chair?
So moved.
Second.
There's only two of you guys. Okay, second. All right, great. Resolve then that the governance committee recommends that Barbara Richardson serve as the next chair of Brand USA, and that the full board meeting will discuss the timing of transition based on a number of factors already mentioned here.
Okay.
That does it for me, Jake and George.
That's it. After this September meeting, you'll want to reconvene to think about committee assignments, but the timing of that is going to be wonky, as Daniel mentioned, you know, depending on Commerce's appointments.
Absolutely.
We
also wanted to give – Tom and I talked about this. We think if Barbara's going to be the next chair, you know, as chair of the governance committee, the chair has always been, you know, closely consulted on that. So Tom and I thought we really ought to give Barbara a chance to – you know, weigh in on that. So we will definitely do that.
Great. The only public questions remain.
Public questions.
If there are any.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I know there's thousands of people listening, so let's give them a chance.
If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And it looks like no questions at this time.
Closed.
So, is there a motion to close the meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Thank you so much, everybody. We wrapped this up in good timing. George and Jake, as always, could not have done this without you, so thank you.
Thank you, Andy.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, everybody.